The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Well, Betty, what if it's possible to know the greatest father, the perfect father, who always wants the best for his children? But get this, he knows what's best for his children, and he knows how to deliver it. He does. Why wouldn't everyone want to know him?
James and Betty share how to know the perfect father and the love he has for his children, next on Life Today.
I don't know what you're doing. By the way, I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I want you to give some consideration to if you can possibly stop tidying up or doing the dishes or getting things ready. Just if you can get for the next, goodness, I wish as much of the year as possible, sort of just give your attention real earnestly. Because, Betty, we are here because we love every one of these people. And the thing is, that's not an exaggeration. We really love it. Look, I'm not here because I'm looking for something to do. I'm here because I'm looking for someone to not just love and pour love out on, but tell you about the one who loves you perfectly. And I want you to hear him. He actually can share his heart through the members of his body. Betty, if everyone out here realized how uniquely they're designed, how special they are, they would get up every morning with a greater excitement, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. And that's what we're here to do today, is to let you know how special you are to God, to us, of course, too, because you have so joined hearts and hands with us to minister to so many, many, many people, but especially how special you are to God. We want you to know that God has a purpose for your life. And as James is teaching today, I know sometimes people will write in, James, that are talking and say, oh, I wish Betty'd say something, you know, a little bit more. I'm here to be a support to the message that God has put on James's heart. He never stops me from saying anything. He's given me an open door anytime I want to. But I want you to know I'm here just watching and listening as you are to what God has to say through this man.
And you can rest assured, as I've told you many times, I'm always encouraging her. Sometimes you don't see me bobbing like this. You know, but the thing is, she says, don't press on me, honey. If there's something there, I'm going to let you know. Please know, as hard as it may be for you to believe, I love her as much as you do. I love her as much as you wish I did, because she's such a gift. But here's the deal. You are too. See, if you were sitting in the room here, and I've done this so many times, I just walk over and stand in front of somebody. A lady called me recently as she was facing death and said, do you remember you walked over to me? And there was a big crowd and you started telling me how much God loved me. Do you realize what that did for me, James? And you realize you did the same thing for my daughter that was in trouble when I just brought her with me? You came over and loved her. Listen to me. We're here because God loves you so much. And here's the thing I want you to get. He wants to pour his perfect love through us as simply yielded vessels, channels of honor and blessing through which he flows the river of his love and his life freely. And I know you want that. Betty, I'm going to ask a question to everybody watching and wishing. I really wish the whole world could hear what I'm about to ask. I really wish that. Here's the question. What person would not want the very best that is possible for a person or people to experience? So think about it this way. What parent does not, if you have even just any particle of parenting, being a mother and a father, what parent doesn't want the best for their children? all of you do. What good father wouldn't want the best? Well, Betty, what if it's possible to know the greatest father, the perfect father, who always wants the best for his children, but get this, he knows what's best for his children, and he knows how to deliver it. He does. Why wouldn't everyone want to know him? I think one of the reasons, Betty, is a lot of the people who say they're his family, they say, we're Christians. We're members of the church. But by the way, I want to make sure you understand, everybody that goes to church or churches is not the church, his church. They're not his family. They just go to churches. Many of them don't even really worship when they get there. I don't know. They think they're checking off some good deed box or something that's going to earn them something. Listen, the salvation and grace of God is exactly that. It's the grace of God. It's a gift. Through Christ, we have life. He gave His life. He died for us. He was raised from the grave to live in us in resurrection power. And when we're born of the Spirit into the family of God, not joining churches, not being christened or confirmed or baptized, but born from above. And then the baptismal picture is the old man is buried and you are raised to walk in a newness of life, which is what? Living with His kingdom purpose as the powerful force in our lives. And the greatest effect of that is love, compassion, yes, courage, conviction, strong beliefs, beliefs in the things that matter to the Father, that are important to those He loves, which is all of us. How about you? How about you make certain right now that you've said to the Father, I want to be adopted into your family. And Paul told us in the Ephesian letter that we could be adopted into the family of God. We are His adopted children. We told our son Randy, Randy, you're so special. We adopted Randy when he was 4 days old. And I said, Randy, he was about 8 or 9 years old. I said, Randy, did you know that Mom and I chose you? And I'm reading him the passages there in Ephesians about how we're adopted, special, chosen children of God. And I said, Randy, God loves you so much. And you know what? He got it. He got it. No way to explain the blessing that he and his four children have been to us, and now this beautiful little grandson. Okay, please hear me. If you've never said, God, I give you the clay of my life to be shaped into a vessel of honor. The vessel of honor is a yielded vessel that becomes a channel through which the love and the life of God flows freely. Would you say, I want to be adopted into your family. I want to know the Father that wants the best for me, knows what's best for me, can deliver it, and I want to receive it. And then, Father, because you're my Father and I'm in your family, and I'm a vessel of honor, a channel through which you flow your life and your love and transforming truth, I'm asking you to give me life now and forever and fill me with the fruit of the Spirit. And Betty, to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit, to be filled with the Jesus, the same kind, He said, living in you, in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to be filled to overflowing with that Spirit is to allow the very life of Christ to be demonstrated through the yielded clay of your life in the potter's hand, always shaping us as vessels of honor, even using the challenges, the very difficult experiences, the pressure that comes from that shaping process of shaping Christ in us, conforming us not to the image of the world, but the image of the Father. Okay, family. Every one of you that just said, I want to be family, you don't have to beg, you ask. Every one of you who may go to church or be a member of a church, but you were able to say a moment ago when I was talking about everybody going to church is not his church, his body, his family. only those born from above. And then those who are born from above, if we're going to do those things which please the Father. Remember Jesus said, I only do those things which please the Father. And I'm telling you, I've never experienced any greater joy in my life. I've told you this. I was a preacher in big coliseums and stadiums for 30 years and still preached to big crowds. But the greatest thing is to be able to sit here and call you in the family room, which is what God told us to do. Now, going on 30 years ago when He sent us to the mission fields of the world, He said to me and to Betty, call the family in the family room and help them get to know the Father. And it's becoming right now, it's becoming more important and more intimate than ever. Because the family of the perfect Father has to show a world that's groping in darkness, deceived and defeated. Have you ever seen so much hatred and dissension and animosity, so much tension? And even the enemy trying to tear Christians apart. You can make one little sentence or you can tweet something and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose because the devil is looking at a way to get us to turn on one another. He wants to divide and conquer. That's his tactic. He distracts us, he deceives us, he defeats us, he divides us, and he crushes us because he's a murderer, he's the destroyer. Stop the nonsense. Don't let some nonsense or foolish statement a person makes, because we all make them. We all say things we wish we hadn't said. Don't bury someone because of it. Don't use it as a club. Don't belittle them. Don't rejoice in their demise. Stop it. God is offering redemption and love and life and forgiveness and newness in life and abundant life without abundance necessarily in life, but abundant life with abundance in life because the stuff doesn't grab your heart, because the Father's got your heart. This is what God wants for us. So think about this now. God wants you to lose your life totally in His purpose, which is the King's purpose. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, has come. Repent and believe the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus said, repent and believe, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And He explained it more precisely when He said, it's now in you. After He was raised from the dead, conquered the grave, said, receive you the Spirit. They did, because everybody born from above receives the Spirit. But He said, tarry until you be endued with power from on high. The power that is now in you, the Spirit, my Spirit, another of the same kind, me in you, you tarry until you're endued with that power, until you're filled with overflowing. The Spirit that is in you suddenly begins to flow freely like a river of life and love. And when those disciples walked out in that power, they began making a kingdom of God impact on planet Earth. You in the next weeks are going to be hearing about that more clearly than you could ever imagine. The whole book of Acts, Betty is yielded clay in the hand of the potter, filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God, Jesus, so that you could see Jesus. Think about this. When Simon Peter healed that man at the gate, crippled, it was a notable miracle. The whole town was in an uproar. Because these men that saw that man healed by the power of Jesus, they pointed to. They were immediately pointing to the King in the new kingdom they were being born into, developed into, until the King's kingdom was manifested in undeniable power. And the powers that be and the forces, political and otherwise, could not control them. Because a notable miracle occurred, and the greatest miracle was everybody noticed they'd been with Jesus. This Jesus who died, they said is alive, and alive in us, and they couldn't deny it. The same Jesus that carried all these believers through the book of Acts is the same Jesus that wants to take the church right now to literally storm the gates of hell and set people free so that they live in the perfect will of the perfect Father. God wants to direct your steps beyond anything you ever imagined. God wants to bless you and bless through you beyond anything you ever imagined. Betty, did you ever think that in the midst of a pandemic and with all the pressure that we're experiencing and pain and loss, that we would watch in Life Outreach the greatest raising up of people of God to put God's arms around suffering people all over the world. We are witnessing a miracle. Everybody watching suddenly decides to watch not just long enough to get some help, but they watch long enough to see, can I help somebody? And it's more important to the people who watch to share life than it is to try to find some more. Because when you experience His life in fullness, that river starts flowing. And when we show you a need, if we show you a thirsty child, you would say, I want to give them, can I? I'll do anything to make it happen. I'll sacrifice. If somebody's hungry, if somebody's hurting, if we could set someone free. Betty, we are seeing the greatest manifestation of the love of God we've witnessed in our entire ministry, are we not?
Absolutely. And you know, I think that God is so ready to bring good out of this pandemic that we've all gone through, all the having to shut things down. And God wants to bring good for that, because I believe that there's people that love God so much, and you do, that you've taken a pause. We've been forced to take a pause and maybe be still and know that He is God. And when we do that, God begins to fill our heart with His love and His peace and His purpose in our life. We begin to listen more clearly, I believe, James, to what God wants to speak through our hearts. His Spirit is within us when we come to know Him. We have to release that Spirit, yield to Him, and say, God, I want You to do whatever You want to in my life. You've given me the blessings of life, knowing You. You gave Your Son that I might have eternal life. That's how much God loves you. You say, I love my children. Sometimes I've thought many times, my children don't know how, they don't understand how much I love them. I believe God says that sometimes. He said, you don't understand. But if we just listen and know that He gave His flesh and blood, His only Son, that we might have eternal life. So thank You for the love that You express through Life Outreach to help us minister to these precious little ones that are in so need.
Most of you know that I grew up as a fatherless boy, a fatherless child, and that all the way up through my teens. That could be pretty tough. And you need to be loved when you've been fatherless. You need to be affirmed. And let me just say this to you. Just like you reach out to a hungry child or a thirsty child or someone that's been trafficked and you want them free, do you realize that when you reach out to us as we sit here and you say, James, we want to help you put God's arms around people. We want to help you share God's love. Do you realize what that means to me? Because see, this Father that wants the best for us is revealing His best through you. You become the encourager. You become the affirming word, the affirming confidence that You put in us, the encouragement that we need. I can't thank You enough. I'd love to get God's arms around you. I'd love to give you a hug. I love you. I want you to know God's love because You have helped me help others. We together as the body of Christ have been putting His arms of love around literally millions of people. We're not going to stop. What we're going to be doing at Life, through your support of Life Today and your prayers, we're going to put God's loving arms around the people He gave Jesus to redeem. We're also going to give water to the thirsty and food to the hungry. We're going to set captives free. Right now, and because of the pandemic, the crisis has increased. Terrible things are happening. And we need a miracle that only love can produce. I want you to watch, and then I want you to say, God, what's my part sharing Your heart in light of this situation? Don't turn away. You've got a chance to let somebody see God's love and His will, and His will be done in their life, because you're allowing His will to be done in your life. Watch closely.
Life Outreach International teams, along with our mission partners, travel the world documenting the needs of families who lack the very basics of life. Without a doubt, Africa's children always tear at the heart of our teams when they see them struggling in extreme circumstances.
I cannot imagine what it would be like to be a mother like this and want desperately to help your child. And this is the hospital, but some of these moms had to walk 10 or 15 kilometers with a seriously malnourished baby just to try and get some help. And if they can get here in time, then there's some hope. But time is everything here, as you can see.
I remember when my brother died. We were hungry and he was so thin. My mom took him to a clinic that was very far away, and he died on the way there.
It is now up to us to do something to help relieve the plight of these little ones. A bowl of food a day provided through our mission feeding program can make the difference between life and death for young children.
But my prayer is that we can save hundreds of other children before they get to this stage. No child should ever get to this stage. No mom should ever have to watch this. So if we do something now, we can stop this from happening.
Well, Sheila, thank you for really marching into the very pain of hellish conditions for a heavenly cause. Bless you. Betty, for 20 years, we went all over the world, and, you know, physical limitations have prevented us from doing as much of that hard travel. But in that area, and I've got a couple of things I need you to hear now. I need you to wrap your heart around this. She was in a malnutrition clinic. Floods in southern Sudan have destroyed the malnutrition clinics. Many of them were mobile. They were tents, set up with all the equipment. The equipment's gone. Tent crushed. Other fully built clinics destroyed. We've got to restore, rebuild 16. And that is pressing like close to $400,000. So we need a miracle. And I just said, God, give us 400 people, give $1,000. Please. And then the exact cost, the average, is a little over $24,000. God, there may be a person that says, I got a clinic. I got one. I don't know what God's saying to you, but I know He uses His family, His body, to reveal His love. So please, let's rebuild those clinics. The other thing is, we've got 350,000 children located and organized in areas where we knew it was central to feeding the malnourished. Those 350,000, we break down the cost, not total child care, but nutritious feeding that restores their health and gives them a future. Keeps them out of the malnutrition clinics, the last place they go to try to fight for life. For $30, $50, or $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. So you're making a single gift today that'll keep giving for months. Please don't think that if $30 is all I've got, that, listen, the widow's mite had just the least of it, and Jesus said, has the biggest gift given, period. You give what you can, period. Just give what you can. 30 feeds 3, $50 feeds 5, $100 feeds 10 for the next months. Father, they've listened to me. I pray they've heard you. And they'll reach out with your hands while we're praying for you to restore blind eyes of the spiritually blind and defeated that are hurting us all. We're reaching out to the hungry, and we're giving them food. Help each person know what they can do and be glad to do it. And if they can help restore those clinics, those malnutrition clinics, God, give us those miracles in Jesus' name. You're part of a miracle. We have some beautiful gifts to send you that will bless your life, I promise you. Because we come into your home every day, not only to be a blessing and see you blessed, but see you bless others. So, Betty, I'm believing God for a miracle today. I pray when I call and ask tomorrow, did we get some help? The news will overwhelm us with joy. Amen. You're the joy, and it's life to the people you're reaching out to. Thank you.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. Also, please consider an extra gift to help immediately rebuild malnutrition clinics destroyed by record flooding in South Sudan. The urgent need is $392,000 above our normal feeding budget and is critical to help save the lives of those who are suffering most. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you It Is Well, Quiet Time Bundle, featuring an instrumental music CD with 12 classic hymns and a 31-day prayer booklet to help renew your soul. With your gift of $100 or more, request the No Greater Love frame print. This portrait is a reminder of our Savior's love and the price that was paid for our salvation. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, I'm believing I'm going to hear about a miracle tomorrow, and you're the miracle. And it's going to save a lot of lives. We want to send you this beautiful framed, I think it's just it's really a portrait of love, really, framed. And you can just see the love of God in our Savior. And It Is Well. Boy, what a comforting series that is, and the hymns are beautiful. A Divine Servant, that's what all of us want to be. The bronze will be a blessing to you. Betty and I just say thank you for watching. Let's share this time together every day, and as much as possible, could you put some things aside? I'm going to share with you the verses that God told me to memorize when He called the shyest person on the planet to preach. And I hope you'll memorize them. I think you'll be glad if you do. They'll carry you. God bless you. Thanks for watching.
Oh, you can hear me cry, see my dreams all die from where you're standing on your own. It's so quiet here, and I feel so cold. This house no longer feels like home.
Tomorrow on Life Today, James and Betty remind us that we need to rely on God's Word to change our hearts before we preach to others. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.